From Tidbits on February 4th, 2008, this is the audio version of For Want of a File, an Operating System Was Lost, written by Glenn Fleischman. I had to reinstall Leopard on my home computer, and it was among the most frustrating experiences in my 24-year history as a Mac user. The reinstallation was required because of a problem with a single tiny file that caused setup assistant to demand registration again and again on a computer that has long been registered, no matter what else was tried. The problem started with RAM. I was upgrading my 1.33 GHz PowerBook G4 from 1.25 GB to 2.25 GB. Never mind that it can only address 2 GB. The machine has 256 MB on the motherboard and 2 slots. It's an odd problem. After installing the RAM and starting up, Setup Assistant ran. I couldn't escape and return to my account, so I assumed it was a problem with the RAM. After several attempts, I powered down, removed the power supply and battery again, and reinstalled the old RAM. Another boot, same problem. I started researching the matter via my wife's computer and found that Apple has a technical note on this precise topic for Leopard. Setup Assistant appears after every restart. In forums, I discovered similar advice, which appeared to be required when a QuickTime update or other software upgrade for Leopard had gone awry. I followed the brief instructions, which are, quite simply, start up with the Shift key held down to trigger safe mode, and then click the Restart button on the account login screen. Safe mode startup took nearly 10 minutes in my computer, but I found after a few tries I didn't have to keep the Shift key held down after the progress circle appeared under the Apple logo at startup. The advice didn't help, unfortunately. I turned to colleagues who noted that the problem appears to lie in a file located in the /var/db directory called Apple Setup Done. The file indicates that, you know, the Apple setup is done. The file was present, usually its absence is a problem. I mounted my computer in FireWire Target Disk Mode to my wife's MacBook and examined the file. I wound up trying several tactics, including replacing the file with hers and deleting it. Nothing seemed to help. In retrospect, it may have been a permissions problem with the file or its parent directory, but Disk Utilities Repair Permissions found nothing wrong with the files or the disk. I had to give up at last and use the Leopard Installer's Archive and Install option. This option, described in depth among other strategies in Joe Kissel's Take Control of Upgrading to Leopard book, you preserve applications, user accounts, and other information, but the installer puts in place a clean copy of the operating system. This, of course, worked perfectly. After the installation was complete, my system was back to normal. The Apple Setup Done file is now at 0 bytes with an odd set of permissions, user-writable, world-readable, and I had to download about 200 megabytes of updates to get myself back into sync. After those updates were complete, I ran a Time Machine backup to ensure that if it happened again, I'd be in a little bit better shape. My previous backup was a few days old, and I wouldn't have lost anything critical. It's just that an archive and install seemed less painful than a system restore because I could retain my precise current state. Had that failed, a Time Machine restore would have been next up. A Tidbit reader, Dave Dykes, wrote in with a link to an alternative solution that avoids reinstallation but requires a bit more technical finesse. The article he recommends explains how to boot a Mac into Unix single-user mode and then carry out a short sequence of commands that removes two files that I was unaware of, software update at logout and software update options, to disable Setup Assistant's loop. Thanks, Dave! Have you encountered this problem? Did you find a better solution? Let me know, and I'll add to the details of this article. I suspect, based on searches in Google, this problem is not common, but it's not exceedingly rare, either. This is Tidbits. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, and subscribe via email, RSS, or Twitter, visit us at tidbits.com. I'm Adam Angst, and I have to admit, repair permissions has never done anything for me, but, you know, it seems to me the permissions themselves do tend to be a problem.